number one, you would not have allowed me to make comments that I made if you did have those, did have that awareness. You know, I just know that.
Well, good God, I wouldn't do it because I'm not that stupid.
That's the main thing.
I forget my morality.
No, but that's the point.
And you take the whole business of the of that damn CIA thing. I'm going to murder them on that if they raise that. I said, good God, of course we investigated. The damn CIA was in it up right to their ass. And I don't know what they were doing, you know?
Right.
And that various people say this or that or the other thing, but absolutely nobody ever offered anything, you know, and so forth and so on.
Right. See, the strength of the whole thing as we talk tonight and as we're preparing the statement is based totally on your awareness, your motivations, and also what other people could have interpreted from what you said based upon your awareness versus theirs.
Oh, one other thing that John told me, interesting thing. He said, John, I said, did I ever discuss amnesty with you? He said, well, first, this cock and bull story that he came into the room after and got the word and then went out and said, you can go offer it, but don't, not too much. Remember the
right.
Key thing? He says, that's a total fabrication. He said, there was only one one instance, which I told you about, where amnesty was ever discussed. He said, one day in San Clemente, before we went over to Hawaii, I was walking down the beach, and we were talking sort of casually about this, and I said, you know, I think problem that may arise is these guys may want amnesty. And then John now, and I got this afternoon from him, said that my reaction, I hadn't realized it was so strong, was absolutely categorical. I said, under no circumstances, because if you give amnesty, it's condoning the crime, and I cannot do that. And he's ready to testify to that if I release executive privilege. And I think we ought to do it.
Certainly worth considering, yes, sir. Absolutely.
So you see, in all this stuff, I don't mean that I'm pure as the white lamb's tail, but God damn it, I just didn't, you know about this goddamn bullshit.
Right.
And
that's the case we've got to build, and that's the case that's right.
The only troublesome spot is this business about, the Krug deal and so forth, which I did not learn. I now checked. Ehrlich did not tell me at the time it occurred. I did not know it in the fall when Dean learned it from Justice. See, Justice had it all the time.
Right.
And then in March, sometime, Dean said Krug had a problem. And I wondered what the hell the problem was. And then said there was a picture. And but there wasn't a goddamn thing I could do but to put it to ask Justice to check into it. But then the important thing is, the bottom line is that, God damn it, we turned the information over to the prosecutor.
That's right.
And what the Christ, can you complain about that?
No way.
Oh, they say you delayed, you know. But my point is, we've got all this, but the thing is that when you look at the whole business, it's such a miserable collection of shit. And what you have to do is to fight like hell and beat him.
That's right.
Does everybody agree? Bizarre, what's he say?
He agrees totally.
Does he?
He agrees totally. Yes, sir. Fred's a good guy. And his, you know, in his great southern way, he's a good man.
And he's very clever.
Right.
But you say, Len is one of the best.
The guy who I'm really, really just proud of anything about is Len Garman. He is a total clear mind, and he's a fighter. I'll tell you, he is really a fighter.
Does he see all this, too? He understands.
Oh, yes, sir.
He knows that there's no venality or crookedness about this good guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. He's you know, it's amazing how people perform in situations like this, and he is there. He is right there.
Isn't that great?
And he's got a good mind.
Well, he's a...
But I mean, he's a... I don't mean to build one guy.
I know. I know Len.
But...
No, Len is smarter than Bizarre.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he really is, yeah.
You know,
Bizarre is more meticulous, but Len is more brilliant.
And Len has worked this thing with Patton and Ray and...
Right.
It's a good team.
Who's doing the writing?
Ray and Pat are working together.
Yeah. Ray will,
researchers...
Ray will have to do the final writing, but,
yeah.
But Pat can put the guts in.
Right.
How's Pat's morale?
Oh, Pat's fine. Pat's in good shape. Good shape.
Well, the way to look at all this is that we work our ass off tomorrow, meet the leaders on Tuesday, give them a hell of a blast, and...
Maybe the leaders. We want to talk about that a little bit tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
It might be another way to do that. Harlow has some thoughts. He wants to look at the draft. Harlow's point is, look, let's consider the leaders. Maybe it's not a leadership meeting in the cabinet room. Maybe it's just a quiet talk with the president and the leaders. You know, the big five?
Yes.
Over in the Lincoln sitting room or something.
The leaders meeting, oh, that's great. I would much prefer that because you get them all in. The only thing I want to do is to get Jackson in some way.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe we do that, but Bryce wants to reserve
because
the
I would rather sort of sit with them
right.
In the cabinet room. I sit around and say, look, I want to talk about this country and where
that's
we're
right.
going. And by God, here we are, boys.
See, Bryce, Bryce is pretty good at this stuff. His concern is that if we call in a big advertised leadership meeting, it's going to put too much national crisis on this thing. And he wants to look at this draft tomorrow, and then we'll have some thoughts on that. Same thing we were talking about earlier, speech. Everyone is violent against that. We kicked that around.
Thank God.
Totally.
No, we can't do that.
The issue, too, is that the consensus seems to be that the East Room press conference is out, too. And
but about a week.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We've got a couple of things we want to kick around with you on that. You know, you get Mullen off up there screaming and all that stuff.
I'll
submit the president to that.
Well, as a matter of fact, any sperm or something else, we can do that at our own good pace, and nobody gives a shit whether we do it or not.
We'll look that over and see what we want to do, but the main thing, we don't want to move precipitously on any of this.
But you see, one of the advantages of all this is that we get this done Tuesday and then follow up with, a few stout-hearted men in the House and Senate Wednesday, and then Thursday we go with the POWs, which will be a hell of a show. I mean, that's gonna blank this shit out. It really will, because it's dramatic and emotional.
Right.
And Friday we get the hell out of here and go down for Memorial Day.
Right.
And everybody else will want to do that and stay there 4 or 5 days. You agree?
Well, that's certainly something we want to look at. I don't disagree. I think we've got to calculate it all out tomorrow. I certainly agree that you should go to Florida toward the end of the week. It's how we weave all of this in, you know.
But the main thing is, Ron, the whole group has to think in terms of only one thing. And this is the thing I know that sometimes prices and the Finches and the rest, because poor Al said that he had a sure Finch up today. I said, Al, there comes a time when you either fight or you run out. I said, we're going to fight, and we're going to fight to the death. And now, goddammit, everybody's got to know that. And then, by God, that changes the whole atmosphere.
That's right. Well, this whole team knows
that. Does everybody know this?
Absolutely.
We're going to fight and beat their ass off.
And the main thing is not a desperate battle.
The point is...
two different battles. There's a desperate battle, and then there's a real...
But the point is, you fight in order to win, and you must... But the main thing is, if you ever give any impression... They say, well, what do you think about resignation, or what do you think about
totally shoot that
all this? You can simply say, it's ridiculous.
Crap.
Ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Because
when you really come down to it, good God, you know, they think of the Russians, they think of the Chinese, they think of everything else.
Well, look at the Gallup poll today.
What was that?
Economy's up, the concerns about the economy is up, and the concern about Watergate and all the rest is down about 16%. I think he's
more than
that. Yes, sir. It's a Gallup poll today.
He had foreign policy in it too? No.
Yes, foreign policy was up there good, but people, you see, people don't register concern about foreign policy because they know you're handling it.
Yeah. Marish, you remember had a very high Gallup poll on the about the economy, recall.
Right.
70%.
I'd like to see, as I'll tell you, I'd really like to see some dramatic movement on the economy.
Yeah, I know. I just talked to Haig, and we've been kicking Schultz in the ass, you know. And
well, I don't know about the personalities. I'm just talking about the policy itself. And I don't
know, freeze, whatever. You
know,
I don't know
about the economy, but much about it. But from just a public relations standpoint, I'd sure like to knock one out.
But you're not discouraged, huh?
Not at all. No one is. And no, this is you would be very proud of these people, the way they're working on this and the way they're acting and the way they're reacting.
Well, the main thing is you've got to look at the alternatives. What in the name of God would happen to this country if a president should say, well, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired of the job and all this.
Disaster.
This country could come apart at the seams. And the important thing is the Russians would seize it, believe me.
Absolutely they would.
And that's what the people have to realize.
Sure.
And the goddamn New York Times and all the other assholes that call for resignation ought to start thinking about this.
Well,
they aren't calling for it.
I'll tell you another thing, and Al's done a very effective job of this, and I don't know that we have to do too much more. A lot of people in this town, Al makes a good point. You know, we've been kind of moving the line in our own little way about, you better watch out because we're going to let it all hang out.
Oh, boy. Oh, listen.
And also,
listen, not only about that, but also, if put on a note, the president is going to declassify the Bay of Pigs, and he's going to declassify Diem, and he's going to declassify the whole Kennedy-Johnson period.
Right. Well, that's moving.
Get that out now.
Well, Mr. President, it's out. Now, it's out in a way that it's not blatantly out. And Al makes a good point. When people think this might happen, you know, anyone who is guilty, if they don't know what you have or what you're going to put out, and we've got this stuff room, we moved on that today. It's moving around us.
The one, and they are fearful. Yeah. The one thing that hasn't moved, Ron, is that we have made a study and found that thousands of documents have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, Johnson took them out.
But I'd rather not people to know that they've been destroyed. I'd rather make them think that we had them right in the bag, you see.
Okay.
Because, look, the point is that if someone is concerned about information getting out, then they are going to feel in their own consciousness that we've got a lot more than even we do have.
Good.
And this is what people are concerned about. And let's just let them stew around a little bit. Joe, the word's gone out through Califano, through Joe Alsop, and through different ways.
Good.
That, don't push us too far, fellas, because if you do,
in other words, we're going to hang it all out.
That's right.
And also hang out the Johnson tactics in the 68 campaign.
That's right.
Just slung that out.
Moving out, subtly moving out.
Let that go.
Right.
The president doesn't want to do it because of his interest in the country.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll be ready tomorrow.
But your spirit's good, huh?
Yes, sir. Everyone's is.
The thing is, your spirit should be good for a reason that none of you will appreciate. All of you say, Christ, wouldn't our spirit be good if we didn't have anything to do but get out and play golf or ping pong? You're a bunch of goddamn fools.
No one thinks
your spirit is no good unless you're out fighting a goddamn battle.
That's right.